Good morning. Welcome to this episode two of season two of Cindy's Wild Weight Loss Journey. And I'm Cindy B., your podcast host, again coming from you on my morning walk, a little bit later than it has been all week, just after 6 a.m. Sunday morning, September 13th. And let me tell you, when I walked out the door this morning, it was the most interesting hue of pink. It was like, not just in the clouds, it was the air. It was the strangest things, almost something out of a movie. It was the strangest thing. Anyway, good morning. I hope that you've had an awesome week. And I'm hoping that you've had a productive week in whatever it is you've been doing. Me, this week has been a little different. I started bringing the grandkids to school this past Tuesday, the day after Labor Day here in the United States. And so one of them has moved back in with me, my husband. So he's there now until Thursday. He goes home Friday and we'll come back tonight, Sunday. And that's just how it's got to be. He's distracted at home, doesn't sleep, whatever goes on at home. So his grades really reflect his focus and concentration reflects at school. So he'll be with us. And knowing this and his brother, that I drive them both to school and we need to be out of the house for 8 a.m. I've been getting up very early starting this past Tuesday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I've been out the door for my walk between 4:45 and 5 o'clock. And then I get home, and that's about a 45 to 50-minute walk for my 2.6 miles. And then I get home, and I do my training session. So it's a very full morning early. Today I slept in. I've been pretty tired, so I didn't get up till almost 6. But I feel rested, and I'm grateful for that. And I'm walking, thinking, a couple days ago, I got out to walk a little bit later than normal. So Dawn woke up before I got home, and she beat me home, which I did not expect my walk to be a race with Dawn, but it was, and she won. But I get home before the birds. I beat the birds. I beat them every morning. Except today, I'm walking and I hear one bird. It's one of my most favorite birds. It's the cardinal. And I heard one when I left my house and I heard one walking. And I started to think that, what are we doing that makes us different from the crowd? Are we just following the crowd? I think about the other birds. We have some bird feeders. And the crowd of bird feeders, the birds are house finches. And boy, they come in droves, I tell ya. And they will eat and eat and eat until the food is gone. And then they all leave. The cardinal's alone. Whether it be him or his female, you don't normally see them together. I don't. Not much. They're not with the crowd. And that's how I feel like I am. I'm not hanging with the crowd. I'm not following the crowd. I'm not on the path of least resistance, because that's the easy way. And that's where I was the majority of my life. Hence where I ended up needing to get off that path and off of that merry-go-round of dieting, of exercises I couldn't maintain, of one-size-fits-all fitness. And that's when I got a ticket, a one-way ticket on the Atlas train. And the Atlas train dropped me at the last stop that I will ever need for my health and fitness. And I firmly believe that, because I have tried everything. Diets, pills, creams, different videos, trainers, gyms, surgery. So I've been on the merry-go-round. And mentally, my mindset never changed. I never knew anything really about that until the last stop. And this was not a pit stop. This was the end of the road. And I'm very grateful for it. So are you still on a merry-go-round today? Are you still looking for that off? I want to encourage you to get a one-way ticket to the last stop that you'll ever need. I'd like to see you get out of the crowd. Stop following the crowd, the trends, the fads. They're not good for you. They're not good for anyone. And the people promoting them, well, it's their business. And I found a place where it's not about the money. It's about the people. People always must come first in anything. People first. Not product. Not paycheck. People helping people. And that's what I love here. It's allowed me to become the woman that I wanted to be but didn't think ever would be. And I mean that in more ways than one, because when I started getting my health in order, my fitness in order and on track, the first thing that changes is my mindset. I started thinking differently. I don't know if you realize this, but a lot of food and beverages that are out there on the market have ingredients in them that affect our mind, our brain. Now, we already know it affects our body because we gain weight. And the more we eat, consume, whatever it is, we become obese if we don't keep it in check. But not only that, and that's the outward manifestation of what's really going on the inside. So when I was over 200 pounds, I was reflecting what was going on the inside, and it wasn't pretty, boy. So the first thing that started changing was my mindset. I had to get that in check. I had to understand. I had to want to change, first of all, which I did, which is the reason why I reached out to Joey in the first place. But this time I was serious about my health. Are you serious about the changes you want to make in your life? You know, a little bit every day is what brings big progress, big changes. A little bit every day. I tell you, I've been reading emails lately. So-and-so lost 10 pounds in a week. Really? How? Healthy weight loss isn't going to be quick. Healthy weight loss is going to be a process, not something I really wanted to hear in the beginning. I wanted it quickly, because I was feeling so awful, and all I really wanted to do was feel better about myself, feel better inside my body, and to look better. But this journey has taken me places where I never imagined I would go. And all positive. Yeah, we deal with things in our life because we live life. We're in life. And there will always be situations that come up. But it's not in what happens to us, but how we react to what happens to us. Amen? Now, there are things going on in my life that I could react really badly to. And I'm not saying I have it, because when you start to feel beat down and the same thing over and over and over, it wears you down. And yeah, you vent. And I know I have. I also see a lot of growth, because this thing's been going on way too long. So I guess I have to grow. And you know what's great? Is life, everything is a test. And we don't fail the test. We just get to take it over and over and over until we pass. So don't think that something you're going through just going to stop. It's not until you figure out how to pass the test. For me, I just start to ask, what do I need to learn from this? What are you trying to teach me in this? Because if I can't fail and not retake the test, then that means I have to learn what it is I need to learn before the situation changes. And have you ever noticed that there's always going to be something in our life that feels like it's just pricking us the wrong way, rubbing us like sandpaper? Yeah, exactly. It's called trials and tribulations of life, and they will last until we're no longer here. So I just want to let the cat out of the bag on that one, if you didn't already know. That's life. That's how we know we've grown. Are you growing today? Or are you still stuck in the same old mindset, victim mentality, poor me mentality, Why me? I was there for a very long time. I had a lot of hatred, unforgiveness, bitterness, victim mentality. Why me? Wanted to die. And that's all because I didn't understand that everything I was feeding my mind from my mouth, from the television, I really didn't read then. So I was feeding it a lot of negative. And if you look at what's out there, what is it? Victim mentality. Poor me. Why me? Why is life so hard for me? Listen, it doesn't have to be. And I learned that. I learned that life is what I make it. I'm the only one that can make me happy. I can't find happiness or joy in another human, in an activity, in food, which was my big one, in drugs, in alcohol, anything. I won't find what I'm looking for in anything external. I need to be in love with who I am, Cindy B. I need to accept where I am at today. And this is the only way that I will ever move forward. And once I started moving in that direction, it's amazing how I feel. It's really amazing what changes when our mind starts thinking differently. And our mind only believes what we tell it. What are you telling your mind today? The last few days for me have been an amazingly difficult struggle. And in these last few days, especially yesterday, I think, I actually saw the growth in myself. Listen, not everybody is going to see the change in your life. Not everybody, maybe nobody will see it. Maybe, okay, the most important thing is that you see it, that you recognize it, because it will encourage you to go on and to keep going in the direction you're going positively. And the negative is not going to pull you back forever. The more you go forward and grow and feed your mind positive things in reading, in music, in audios, and the more you feed your body fuel, good fuel, listen, you won't put water in your gas tank, so don't do that to your body. Don't put sugar in your gas tank because it's not going to work. You can't, don't put all that sugar in your body. We need to look at food as fuel, fuel for our body. So the more you do that consistently, the better you're going to start feeling. It's going to be like, wow, this whole veil was removed off of your face and you can see clearly now. It's not all foggy. It's not cloudy, but your mind is clearer. And let me tell you how amazing it feels. After living a life behind a cloud in the shadows, not being able to see clearly or think clearly. And then when you, it's like an all of a sudden you're like, whoa, it's pretty awesome. And that's what happens when we feed our mind and our body good fuel, like super fuel. High octane fuel. And I don't mean coffee. I mean the best things that were put here for us to consume. You know, way back in the day, they didn't have processed foods. They had fresh foods. They had fruits, vegetables, meat, because they had flocks. And they lived hundreds of years. And unless they died in war, I mean, these people lived a really long time. Why do you think that is? Because they fed their bodies with good fuel. They didn't have plants that processed food and added preservatives to make it last longer. Additives, no. It was fresh from the ground, fresh from the cow, or whatever it was fresh. Those animals didn't have hormones, and those fruits and vegetables weren't GMOs. That should tell us something today. So for me, I do my best to eat organic food. And it's not always possible. I get that. I've cut back a lot on meat. Red meat, chicken. I don't crave it as much as I used to. I wonder what that's all about. Was there some additive in the meats that caused me to want it, like processed foods and drinks. I'm just thinking of that. It's very possible. It's a rare occasion that I eat pasta anymore, and that's what I used to eat all the time. Chicken and pasta, my two go-tos. I could cook those in whatever form. But now I prefer good hearty salads. And I started getting kind of, not ridiculed, but kind of put down because that's all I eat and nobody else wants to eat that way. But let me be honest with you. Since my journey began, I've never tried to force anybody to eat the way I eat or have their fitness the way my fitness is. I don't. I do it for myself. And any ridicule or anything that comes against me, I know it's not something I've provoked. It's something in the other person. So when somebody's attacking you, listen to what they're saying. And if you'd be like, where is that coming from? Who is that they're talking about? Know it's something inside of them. Because this has been happening to me. And I'm thinking, what I'm hearing is who I definitely used to be. No denial. I recognize that person. However, that's not who I am today. I have changed and grown so much in this past year and a half than I think I ever have in my entire life. Because I always had setbacks that kept me back, that I allowed to keep me back. This time has been very, very different. I've had some setbacks, but we all do. But I didn't stay there. I didn't stay down. Listen, we're not meant to stay down. We may fall down. We may trip. We may get pushed out. The key is not to stay down. I used to stay down with that mentality. Why bother getting up? Why bother? Why, it's not worth it. Let me tell you something. It is worth it to get up. Because I've lived on both sides. I've lived staying down and I'm living getting back up. And it's not always easy to get back up and go again. However, it is worth it. I want to be like that cardinal that is up before everybody else, looking for their food, not being part of the crowd. That's what I look for. That's what I want to be. I don't want to be with the crowd. I don't want to follow the crowd. I want a leader that stands out from the crowd. As long as I'm following, I want to follow an exceptional leader. And I've been very blessed to have exceptional leaders in my life. I'm super grateful for that. And I want to be an exceptional leader that others will follow my example and be encouraged and inspired through my life. Listen, don't be part of the crowd all going in the same direction. You're meant to stand out of the crowd. You know, I read this quote a few years ago, my grandson's school. It said, just because everyone's doing it doesn't make it right. Just because no one's doing it doesn't make it wrong. So listen, everybody seems to be doing the same thing. Have you noticed that? Same thing. Following the same patterns. Does it make it right? No, it just means that everybody is going in the same direction. But look at their life. Our life needs to produce fruit. And whatever it is we're doing, my leaders are producing fruit. My health and fitness coach, Joey Atlas, is producing fruit like crazy. I've never met anybody that in this arena of health and fitness that thinks the way he thinks. Now he thinks the way my business mentors think. He has compassion and passion for the people. He has passion for what he does. And it shows in his daily walk. He walks the walk and talks the talk. Okay? He walks the talk and talks the walk. He's a genuine, genuine leader. From the inside out, just like his fitness and his health from the inside out. To me, he's a picture of health. But it's not about the physique. Remember, that is a reflection of what's going on the inside. And then what's going on the inside reflects on the outside, whether it be in our face, in our in our physiological bodies. So when I look in the mirror, I like what I see. Is it because I have this fantastic body? No. It's because I know I don't live in the same body I used to live in. No, I've upgraded a lot. And if you've been with me for a while, you know I've said we can't trade in this body. We can't upgrade it for a newer model. Well, in a sense, I guess we can. When we start taking care of it. When we feed it what we need to feed it, both the mind and the body and the spirit. Then our body will respond. And it gets an upgrade. So in that sense, I guess I was incorrect. Because I'm living in an upgraded home in my body. And I love it. In my mind, and I love it. I want to encourage you today to not have a victim mentality, poor me mentality, why me, wanting to stay down. Listen, we all go through times that we'd rather stay down than get up, but it's more beneficial to get up. Comfort zones are nice, but nothing grows in a comfort zone. And I'm proof of that too. I didn't grow. Except put on pounds, that is. I didn't grow mentally, spiritually. I was stagnant and going backwards. So, yeah, we need to get out of our comfort zones. We need to get away from the crowds. And since I've already been talking a little bit about Joey Atlas, I want to encourage you to go to joeyatlas.live. If you've never been there, if you've never heard of him, sign up for his email newsletter where you will be informed of new things going on, new podcasts, video casts that have been recorded if you don't get to see them live. And let them know CDB sent you so they know how you found them. I really encourage you to do that. I've been around a lot of people. And again, I want to say the integrity of Joey Atlas is out the roof, okay? He's real, and I've been with him for a while. And when you're with someone for a while, you get to see their character more. You get to know if they're real or if it's a facade. Joey Atlas is not a facade. He's real. He's genuine. He's got integrity, and he's never steered me wrong. He's never lied to me, never. He's always helped me, guided me, directed me. And I'm grateful to my Lord Jesus because I know that all good and perfect things come from above. And this was, Joey was brought across my path and hand-selected by my Lord himself. And yes, I will be forever grateful. And I want to share that. And encourage you to please go and look if you haven't already. And if you're on Facebook, I want to encourage you to go to our private Facebook group, the official Sculpt a Fit Club worldwide online community, and sign up. It's free. And there are so many others that will reiterate what I've said about Joey, his training, his integrity. His methods are amazing. I've never learned how to train this way. It's not about heavy, heavy lifting and hours at the gym. And let me tell you, we have a lot of women in the group that come from where I'm at, that come from being a gym rat, that come from heavy lifting, and they all say the same thing. They're feeling soreness in areas they never knew. Cellulite issues are vanishing. Their legs are smoothing. And these are women saying they've been at the gym for years. So I just want to encourage you, go. Even if you don't say anything, read what people are saying about Joey Atlas and his program. And I pray that I've said something to encourage you today, inspire you to get up, be different, get away from the crowds, be who you were called and meant to be. You can't be anybody else. You're the best investment you will ever make. Let me say that again. You are the very best investment you will ever make. So don't try to be a copy. The original is worth so much more. If you'd like to email me, reach out to me. Email, emailcindib@gmail.com. That's emailcindib@gmail.com. I'm also on Facebook. I'm in the Sculpt a Fit group. You can reach me there as well. And I want to thank you for being on this walk with me this morning and on my journey. Life is ever changing. So I want to tell you that in health, wellness, and longevity, and in living strength, until next time, this is Cindy B.